ప్రేమస్వరూపులారా,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విదిన్, నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్, ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Outside Inside, Deep Inside. Today is November 7th, 2019. The birthday month has begun. There are so many beautiful programs lined up as we march towards November 23rd, 2019. Prashanti will acquire a new attire. There's going to be a conference on Vahinis before the birthday celebrations. And in Radio Sai, there are some beautiful initiatives coming up. There are going to be some surprise videos for you. Some productions which will definitely gladden your heart as you look at Bhagwan and marvel at His glory. If you have been following our website and our social media, we have started a series, a campaign called My Baby, My Baba. We released a video which has sample videos of how we want you to send us video clips of your little ones. Whenever we look at babies, whenever we look at their innocence, whenever we see them, the way they smile, the way they ask questions, the way they love everyone unconditionally, they always remind us of Bhagwan. If you are someone who has watched Bhagwan at close quarters, there will be any number of occasions when you will see that childlike innocence in Bhagwan. He would get so excited if someone brought a new gadget. When someone brought a Walkman, in those days Walkman was very popular, Swami asked, "What is this?" And his brother started showing Bhagwan how the Walkman operates, how you should put the cassette inside, and how you can listen to the audio, how you can go forward, go backward, you can pause, you can stop, you can play. And Swami said, "Okay, what else can he do? What else can he do?" And Swami, one side is for 30 minutes and we have to change the side and then we can record again. So Swami was very, very curiously trying to understand what this Walkman is and how it operates and all that. And then suddenly Swami asked his boy, "Why did you get it? Who gave you?" And he said, "Swami, this brother, this person gave me." I said, "Why did you accept it? If you need anything, you should ask me. Ask me. Why do you ask anyone else?" And then suddenly his hand went up in the air and Swami manifested an exact replica of the same Walkman, same company, same make, same model. Now he's innocent. The next moment he is the most magnificent. Now he's childlike. And the next moment He is the supreme power of the universe. That is how Bhagwan is. Bhagwan always comes across when you live with him and see him and witness him very near him. So if you are someone who wants to enjoy these videos of little 2-year-old, 3-year-olds connecting to Swami, please go to our website. You can watch this video. It is My Baba, My Baby, My Baba. And we have invited people from all over the world to send us such videos. And in fact, we will slowly be releasing these videos. We have already received a good number of them. We're really grateful to all the brothers and sisters and Sai devotees who have sent the videos of their little hearts. Each one is so precious. Each one fills you with so much hope. Each one rejuvenates you when you watch these pure souls, the way they connect to Swami, the way they sing bhajans, the way they respond when they listen to bhajans, the way they chant the shlokas, the way they love Swami. Their connect with Swami is something else. It always feels like they have known Swami for long. So we are going to release these videos on our website and on our social media. That is one of our 94th birthday initiatives, and there are more coming as we near November 23rd, 2019. To continue what we were discussing in outside, inside, deep inside in the last few weeks, I was sharing with you the story of Mr. B.V. Raman Rao in the series Beacons of Prashantanilayam. Prashantanilayam is what it is today only because so many pure souls have poured their time, their energy, their purity into this heaven that is Prashantanilayam. And each of their stories leaves you thrilled, leaves you determined to walk on this path. And if you look at the story of Mr. B.V. Raman Rao, the way Swami chiseled him, the way Swami revealed himself to him, the way Bhagwan guided him to lead the Sevadal movement, and the way for him Bhagwan was the soul entity that matter, how Bhagwan was the summum bonum of his life. We were in 1970, we talked about the Goa incident, how Bhagwan cured of the mysterious illness that he had taken over and once again stunned the world with his unbounded compassion, how he can go to any extent for a devotee. Another beautiful incident that happened in early 1971, April to be precise, Mr. B.V. Raman Rao had constructed a bhajan mandir in the senior certified school. It was a school for adolescent delinquents, and so all these children who had committed small crimes were in the school, and the Sevadal members from Hyderabad were going to this school regularly and teaching them bhajans, telling them stories about Bhagwan, narrating to them tales from our scriptures on human values, on morality, on ethics. So every Sunday, 5 p.m, about 10 Sevadals would go to this school of adolescent children who have been put in this rehabilitation home, and they would conduct bhajans and they would talk to the students. Every time they would go with a photograph of Bhagwan, they would also take photos of Krishna, Rama, Lakshmana and of all other faiths, because each person could connect to the divine through their own beliefs and their convictions. And so they would make this altar, they would place lamp and incense and then also have an arati. So every time they went, they would create this altar and then they would do the bhajan, and in the end they would distribute vibhuti There are about 70 such children ranging from 12 to 16 years, and the superintendent of the school was a devotee of Bhagwan, Mr. U.R. Sharma. So every Sunday the devotees, the sevadals would go with 100 pieces of sweets and be with the children for an hour or more. With time these children got trained in singing and they started participating in the bhajan and they started connecting to Bhagwan through the listening of Bhagwan's life story and Swami's instances from Swami's childhood and Swami's little teachings and the stories from Bhagwan's discourses. All of these things appealed to them a lot, and slowly so many children developed great love for Bhagwan. And Mr. Sharma, the superintendent of the school, requested Bhagwan when Swami was in April in Hyderabad in 1971 to visit the school and bless these children. And Bhagwan condescended. Swami agreed to the proposal and he promised to visit the children at 5:30 on 2nd April in the evening. So the sevadals reached the school ahead and they erected a shamiana in front of the school. They made a stage, they arranged all the PA system, a chair and table for Swami, and they decorated the entire premises very beautifully. So the children were singing bhajans and the sevadals were awaiting their Bhagwan's arrival. What had happened on that day is Swami had given appointment to Dr. Chenna Reddy, who was then the central cabinet minister and who hailed from Andhra Pradesh, and he wanted to see Swami. So Swami had told him to come to Shivam, Bhagwan's abode in Hyderabad, at 4:45 p.m. But the minister did not turn up till 5 p.m. And then Swami asked Mr. Satyamurthy, a very senior devotee there, to bring the car. And Swami got into the car and Swami started off for the venue, for the school. Swami had told them he'll be there at 5, and Swami wanted to be there by 5:30. Swami had promised them he'll visit them by 5:30. So at 5 o'clock Swami wanted to start. But just as Swami's car was about to reach the school, few meters before that, Dr. Chenna Reddy's car was speeding and honking behind Swami's car. And when Bhagwan's driver noticed there was a car following Swami's car, Swami said, "Don't worry, don't slow down. Keep driving. Let us reach the school in time. The children are waiting there." And that is how, even though they knew that Dr. Chenna Reddy's vehicle was following Swami and trying to catch up with Bhagwan's car, Swami did not slow down, and Swami wanted to be at the appointed time for these children. And the car of Dr. Chenna Reddy entered the school compound just behind Swami's car. And the moment Bhagwan got down from his car, at the same time Dr. Chenna Reddy got down and he ran and fell at Bhagwan's feet and he asked for pardon. "Dear Swami, I'm sorry for being late. I could not make it on time." Swami said, "Don't worry, don't worry." Swami lifted him and Swami said, "You have come at the right time to the right place," Swami said. And then amidst the beautiful welcome by the children, they were all singing bhajans, chanting Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Swami spent a lot of time with the children, blessed all of them with Abhaya Hasta and climbed onto the stage. And then Swami gave a divine discourse for 45 minutes and he regaled those children with lovely stories, each story emphasizing in them the need to develop that connect with the Lord, develop devotion to the Lord. Swami told them the stories of so many noble souls who sanctified their lives by connecting to the divine. And in the end, Swami sang not one, two or three bhajans, he sang four bhajans, and all the children joined joyously. They loved singing bhajans, and now Bhagwan was leading the bhajans, and it was a euphoric session because each one was thrilled with the way Bhagwan would sing, and the whole vibrations would reach a new level. And Dr. Chenna Reddy was blessed to witness this beautiful love exchange between Bhagwan and these delinquent children. Bhagwan called Mr. Sharma, the head of the school, and said, "Ensure that you have an atmosphere of love and affection here. Let these children never ever think that they are criminals. Let them always feel that they are blessed." Swami also gave an envelope with money to Mr. Sharma and said, "Arrange a lovely feast for all the children on the Ugadi day," which was just 2 days away. Ugadi is Telugu New Year Day. Let them enjoy on the Telugu New Year's Day. It was a trip that filled Mr. Raman Rao with joy that he had not seen so often. The way Bhagwan was thrilled to be with his children. The way one should not take Swami for granted. The minister was late, and Swami said for him, the children were important. And the way when the minister fell at Bhagwan's feet and sought forgiveness, Swami said, "Don't worry, you have come at the right place to the right time." How Bhagwan wanted this central minister to know about these children. Once he sought his pardon, the way Swami forgave him and also made him bask in that bliss of being with these blessed children. Every act of Bhagwan has so many dimensions to it, but every act is an act of compassion. Every act is an act of refinement. Every act is an act that takes us a step closer to what is true ananda.
Bolo jay jaykar, 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 Sai Baba ki. पतित पावना हे घनश्यामा, साई गोपाला हे घनश्यामा, प्रेम भगवान साई भगवान,
it was July 1971, where on a Thursday evening, people assembled for bhajan. And after the bhajan was over, Mr. Raman Rao was having a casual conversation with his friends, Mr. Parthasarathy, Mr. Sai, and the bhajan was held in the house of Mr. Satyamurthy. And Suddenly it started drizzling. Now apprehending that it might become a heavy rain, Mr. Parthasarathy and Mr. Sai, they left. And when Mr. Raman Rao also was about to leave, Mr. Satyamurthy said, "Why didn't you just wait? I will get you dropped in my car. My car is just gone to drop my relatives. It will return at any time soon. So just hold on. Why you want to go in the rain?" Because Mr. Raman Rao had a scooter. He said, "Why you want to go in your scooter? I will send you in my car." And so Mr. Raman Rao waited there, but the car did not come for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, for half an hour. And so he said, "No, I need to go." So it was already 8 p.m. in the night. And when the car didn't turn up, Mr. Raman Rao said he has to leave. So he took out his raincoat and he started off for his house in the rain. The rain, which until then was gentle, suddenly acquired a lot more force and it was a big downpour. But Raman Rao continued to ride the scooter, constantly chanting Sai Ram, Sai Ram. As the rain was becoming fierce, his chanting also was becoming louder and intense. But the rain looked like it was unrelenting. It was torrential, non-stop. And slowly, Mr. Raman Rao, as he passed through many houses, he came across people whom he knew. So when he reached that Kachiguda junction in Hyderabad, just after taking a turn there, he had to go against the current of rain water. The roads were flooded with water, and when he was negotiating a curve, he realized that he was the only person on the road. Actually, nobody was on the road because the waters had flooded all the pathways and people did not perhaps think it was safe for them to ride. There were no auto rickshaws, no scooters on the road. Everyone had parked on the pavements or pulled onto the road shoulders. And so he suddenly felt that his scooter also was giving away. And so he thought that is perhaps best for him to just pause. And so he got down from his scooter with great difficulty and he tried to come onto the pavement. He had to lift the scooter onto the pavement. So he started chanting Sai Ram, Sai Ram. And somehow, by Swami's grace, he was able to lift the scooter onto the pavement and the scooter was stable. And then he suddenly remembered that nearby there was the house of an acquaintance. And so while the scooter stood there, he went to the house of this friend. Standing in the veranda of that house, that friend saw him and he came forward with an umbrella and he invited Mr. Raman Rao to his house. And Mr. Raman Rao somehow wanted to reach home. So he told this friend to take care of his scooter, which was just nearby. And he said, "You know, I will take your umbrella and go home if you can just look after my scooter." And the friend was very willing to oblige. So wearing his boots and all the socks was wet, he somehow waded through all the waters. There were trees and branches fallen on the road. Everything was in pell-mell. But 10:30 in the night, he reached his home. The rain still continued unabated. There was power breakdown, so there was no lights. So when he knocked at his door, his wife was wondering who it is, and he even could not respond to his wife because he was so tired trying to find the way through the waters. And that was how the Thursday went. Somehow he managed to reach his home. that following, that Saturday, this was Thursday, he started off for Puttaparthi and he reached Prashantinilayam on Sunday morning. In the evening, when Bhagwan was going out in the car, Swami and Sri Kamavadhani Garu, the Vedic scholar, were sitting in the back and Swami asked Mr. Raman Rao to get into his car. Swami told him to sit in the front and Swami went to the Gokulam and Swami spent some time with the cows there. In those days, Swami would very often go to the Gokulam to spend time with these beautiful beings. And while returning, Bhagwan suddenly asked Mr. Raman Rao, Ramana, what is your age? And Mr. Raman Rao said, Swami, 45. And then Swami patted on his shoulder and Swami said, you should have waited till the rain stopped. You started with a lot of courage on your scooter. And you are constantly chanting, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. But after some time, you were so tense that you stopped chanting. And when you stopped chanting, your scooter engine also stopped. If only you had continued to chant, you could have gone home non-stop. I would have taken you home, but you stopped chanting. And I will tell you what. My shoulder ached a lot when I lifted your scooter onto the pavement. Bhagwan said. Mr. Raman Rao was thinking that somehow he was able to so effortlessly lift the scooter. He didn't know in that rain that it was Bhagwan who had helped him to park his scooter in the midst of that terrible rain on the pavement. Swami is telling, my shoulder ached a lot when I lifted your scooter onto the pavement. That is how the Lord is. Every time we are in doldrums, He is the one who lifts us. There are these rare occasions when Bhagwan actually makes it known to you, obviously. But there are any number of occasions when He just does it silently. And in fact, only one in a million billion times He makes us know, He lets us know that He has done it. But otherwise, all the time, He is there silently lifting us from our problems, from our sorrows. There could be thunder, there could be storm, there could be no way, lights would have gone off. But He is there to shed light and bring us to the shore. And that is what Mr. Raman Rao experienced in those early years of being with Bhagwan. The Guru Purnima festival used to be one occasion when Raman Rao sir used to cherish being with Bhagwan. There were occasions when Bhagwan would materialize Amritam and Swami would serve each person with the silver spoon into the cupped hands of thousands of devotees. And He had the opportunity to hold that silver bowl and accompany Swami, walk behind Swami. Bhagwan would bend and put that sacred teertham, that amritam, into the cupped palms or mouths of so many devotees. In 1971, Swami distributed this teertham to 2,000 devotees. And in the end, Swami asked Mr. Raman Rao, did you inform the car drivers, the watchmen, the cooks, the elderly people staying in the sheds, the disabled people, the differently abled people? Have they also come? Have they taken the Teertham, Mr. Raman Rao had in fact told all the ashram inmates, and in fact specially he had told these people who are constantly busy at work, and many of them do not come for darshan to the mandir regularly, and all of them were there at 8 a.m. and all of them had the chance to partake this prasadam directly from Bhagwan's hand. In fact, Bhagwan was so tired physically, his robe was drenched with sweat, and Raman Rao felt how painstaking it is for Bhagwan to do it, and Swami wanted to do it personally for all the 2,000 devotees. At the end of it, he was there behind Swami carrying this vessel, and once they entered inside the interview room, Swami told him to place the vessel on the window, on the window sill, and then Swami asked him to cup his hands. Bhagwan asked Raman Rao now to show his hand, and Swami granted him also that sacred Teertham, and then very graciously accepted the handkerchief that Mr. Raman Rao offered to Bhagwan. Swami wiped his face, wiped the sweat, and went upstairs. In those days, Mr. Raman Rao and Mr. Khyaldas, another very senior devotee of Bhagwan, who was a servitor of Bhagwan, both of them used to go to Bhagwan's room by 3 p.m. In fact, they used to be ready by 3 in the afternoon. Swami would send for them through a student, and then they would go up to Swami's room and sit at Bhagwan's feet and serve him there. And on that day also, at 3 p.m., they were ready. And when a student informed them that they could go up, they went to Bhagwan's presence. The moment, as soon as they reached Bhagwan's chair, they sat at his feet and they started serving Swami, pressing his feet. At 3:45, Swami asked both of them to go downstairs. So they prostrated at Bhagwan's feet. And as they were going down, Mr. Raman Rao felt that perhaps today Swami should rest, because Swami had such a tiring day in the morning. So he went to Swami and said, "Swami, you must be very tired today. Probably you should take rest for a little longer today, because you've returned only so late. Probably 12:30 Swami returned, and now you haven't even rested and you want to go back again to the devotees." The moment Mr. Raman Rao said, "Swami, probably you can take rest," Swami sternly looked at him and said, "Rest? Have you ever seen Swami taking rest?" Swami just did not like that idea of rest. And when Bhagwan remarked in that fashion, that is when it stuck to Raman Rao, sir, how Professor Kasturi and Mr. Raja Reddy, who had had the chance to serve Bhagwan at close quarters, would often say how Swami never sleeps during the day or the night. He is awake all the 24 hours, 365 days a year. And how, for him, there is rest only when he is continuously working for his devotees. The Lord needs no moment to pause in this incessant yajna that he performs of serving his devotees. Bhagwan always used to say, rest is rust, change of work is rest. That is how Bhagwan defined rest. And he lived that principle every single moment of his earthly sojourn.
Okay. तन भक्त सखा प्रभु करुणा निकेतन भक्त सखा प्रभु शरण मिलो भगवान दुख भंजन शीरा दुख भंजन शीरा त्रिभुवन संचारी ज्योतिस्वरूपा त्रिभुवन संचारी ज्योतिस्वरूपा नित्य निरंजन राम नित्य आदि अनंत हे प्रेम स्वरूपा दुख भंजन शीरा भंजन शीरा करुणा निकेतन भक्त सखा प्रभु शरण मिलो भगवान
కరుణానికేతన భక్త సఖా ప్రభు. దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ మిస్టర్ రమణ్ రావ్ కంటిన్యూస్లీ వాజ్ విట్నెస్ టు, హౌ భగవాన్ ఈజ్ భక్త సఖా, హౌ హీఈ్ ఆల్ ద టైమ్ థింకింగ్ అబౌట్ ద డివోటీస్, హౌ హిస్ హార్ట్ ఓవర్ఫ్లోస్ విత్ డివోటీస్ pains, anxieties and trepidations. One day when Mr. Raman Rao was following Bhagwan during darshan, in those days there used to be the Dasavataram gate. This gate was there before the Gopuram gate. And the devotees would sit on the floor beyond this gate, before the Gopuram gate, and Swami would walk down. And one day, as Bhagwan went to this area, so many devotees were trying to touch Bhagwan's feet. There was this gentleman of middle age. He was clad in a dhoti and a kurta, and he was sitting in the first row, and he had a letter in his hand. Swami did not take that letter. And immediately this person held the feet of Swami and he was trying to grab Swami's attention. Mr. Raman Rao tried to push his hand away from Bhagwan's feet. But Swami looked at this person and stopped Mr. Raman Rao and asked, "Okay, tell me, what is the matter?" And this person said, "Swami, it is 10 days, Swami, since I have come." And Bhagwan looked at him and said, "No, it is not 10 days. It is only 8 days. You came last Wednesday. Till yesterday it was a week. Today is the 8th day, isn't it?" And then this person said, "Swami, I did not have the good fortune of handing over my letter on any of the last 8 days, Swami." Swami said, "How can you give your letter? You were sitting in the lines in between those two coconut trees. You were never in the front. How can you give the letter?" And then the man said, "Swami, only today I got the first line, Swami. And I'm having this chance of seeing you from so near." And Bhagwan said, "People who are near see me. But people who are far are seen by me. I have been seeing you and I have been also noticing your anxiety. Just because you are sitting far, that does not mean that I have not seen you. Just because you are not sitting in the front does not mean that I have not noticed you." And then Bhagwan continued saying, "Your daughter has a good marriage alliance. I know that alliance did not happen because they were asking for more money for dowry. In your letter that you are holding in your hand, you have written about this problem in your life. You are asking Swami for an alternate alliance. You seek my blessings for this, isn't it?" Swami said, "Go back home. Don't worry. That boy is of good character. And he is very keen to marry your daughter. He has convinced his father also. So that family is now ready for this alliance. Go home and inform your daughter about this happy news. They have changed their mind." This man did not know how to react. He fell at Bhagwan's feet and just kept saying, "Swami, you are God. Swami, you are God. Swami, you are God." That person's letter was still in his pocket, but his heart, what was at the feet of Bhagwan, nothing needed to be communicated to Swami. There are so many such instances that Mr. Raman Rao was witness to. In fact, talking about letters, there was an occasion when Mr. Raman Rao himself had written a letter. In fact, Bhagwan too used to write letters to Raman Rao very frequently. On so many occasions, Swami would ask him to do certain tasks. So the letter would begin by saying, "Swami, telling Raman Rao, sir, I received your letter. And I noted that bhajan and service activities are going on well. I am very happy to know." And then Swami would put down a few tasks that he would want Mr. Raman Rao to do. Swami would say, "You go and meet this person and inform him that he should not worry about his health, that he is going to recover soon. Tell him this is Swami's message to him." In some other letter it would be, "Summer is very severe." Swami would be sharing, "Summer is very severe here. Tell that person not to come to Puttaparthi now. Let him come during Guru Purnima. It will be very inconvenient for him. in the Puttaparthi heat. To somebody else, Swami would have indicated that vibhuti packets should be given. The Swami would write, of the vibhuti packets I had given you, give 2 packets to this family as Swami's prasadam for them. Or it could be things like, inform this devotee that his wife will have a normal and safe delivery. It is going to be a healthy baby boy. Give him vibhuti as my prasadam. So this is how Bhagwan would write so many letters to Mr. Raman Rao. And every letter would begin with the words, I received your letter. So Mr. Raman Rao always used to feel very elated that Bhagwan has read his letter, and he was convinced that Swami reads all the letters, and it would be great thrill to receive those letters from Bhagwan, and he would read them again and again and be filled with joy. And often Swami would send these letters not by post but through someone who was coming to Hyderabad. So Mr. Raman Rao was absolutely convinced that Swami reads every letter, because that is how Bhagwan would respond. But one day he saw a student carrying a sack full of letters and burning them far behind in the ashram. And what disturbed Mr. Raman Rao was so many of those envelopes were unopened. They were closed envelopes. No one has opened those letters. And so he started thinking, did Swami not read all letters? I was thinking that Swami reads all the letters, but here these students are burning the sacks of letters and Swami has not even opened them. When he was in Puttaparthi for Shivratri 1972, he again had this opportunity to serve, staying in Prashantalayam, and that day he had the chance to do Pada Seva, to press Bhagwan's feet. So he was sitting at Swami's feet, and along with him was Mr. Rama Rao, Mr. Prasad. And just then a student brought a bundle of about 300 letters that had come by post. And he spread all these letters on the table adjacent to Bhagwan's bed. And Swami picked randomly about 7 to 8 letters from that bunch, and he asked the student to remove the rest. And generally, once the student removes, it would be dumped into a sack, and then it would be later on burnt. That was the fate of all the letters. And that day, when the student placed these letters in front of Bhagwan, Mr. Raman Rao noticed that the letter that he had given Swami and Swami had accepted, that letter was also there on the table. And now he thought, oh my God, if Swami does not pick my letter now, then my letter also would be among those that are rejected, and they will just meet their end in a huge conflagration. Bhagwan would have never seen this letter. And it was a very important letter for Mr. Raman Rao, because he had written about something which was very important for his family. He had mentioned that, Swami, we are so many members in our family and we keep coming to Prashanti every now and then. Please grace us with a room inside the ashram. The construction of West One Block had happened. It was almost nearing completion. And Mr. Raman Rao had sent this prayer to Swami to bless him with a room inside the ashram. But his main concern was Swami should pick his letter, because if Swami does not pick his letter, then it would just go into the sack of discarded letters. When Bhagwan was reading a letter, suddenly Mr. Raman Rao tried to place his letter in the front, in a prominent position when Bhagwan was not looking towards him. When Bhagwan was lost reading a letter, he wanted to somehow, quote unquote, manipulate and see that his letter catches Bhagwan's eye so that Swami reads his prayer. Mr. Raman Rao, who was with Raman Rao, was dissuading him from doing this, because he was subtly trying to tell him not to do this in front of Bhagwan. We should not engage in such strategies in front of the master strategist. But Mr. Raman Rao was very concerned that Swami should pick his letter. And so, as he was doing that, he was satisfied that he was taking all the precautions to see that Swami picks his letter. But at the end of it, he was crestfallen because Swami did not pick his letter, even though he had tried to move the place and keep it in the front and everything that was possible for that letter to get Bhagwan's eye, he had done. But Swami did not pick that letter. And Raman Rao sir was very dejected. He started cursing his fate. And after some time did not tell anything to anyone. But very sad that Swami did not read his letter. And after some time, when he was about to leave, he got up and he took Padnamaskaram of Swami. And he was getting down the staircase. When he was on the last step, suddenly he heard Bhagwan's voice, "Ramana, Ramana." And so he ran back to Swami's room. At the entrance of Bhagwan's room, Swami was standing, and Swami very lovingly, gently put his hand on the shoulder of Raman Rao. He patted him very warmly, and Swami said, "Hey, why do you have a castor oil face? Why have you put on such a morose face? Listen, I will give you a room in West 1, and within 2 months, South Block also will be ready. I will give a room for your father too. Tell your father about this. He will be happy." Needless to say, Mr. Raman Rao did not know how to react. He again prostrated at Bhagwan's feet in utter supplication and got down the stairs. He knew the Lord need not read what has been written. Every time we write the letters, every letter that we write has been dictated, has been done with the grace of the divine. If you are able to write those letters, it is because he is giving that energy, and every letter has already been communicated to Swami. The moment you put your pen to paper, the moment those thoughts come, the Lord knows. The physical act of writing the letter is only for our satisfaction, for our moment of connection with the divine. And he says, his experience has been that it is always a beautiful experience to write letters to Swami, where you pour out your feelings, your thoughts clearly and place it at his feet. The other way to connect to Swami is to just sit in front of Bhagwan's photo and pray with all sincerity. Mr. Raman Rao says that both the methods are effective. Both the methods reach the Lord. Our prayers will bear fruit only at the appropriate time. Swami knows what is best for us. Because he knows our past, he knows our present, he knows our future, he knows our stage in the spiritual journey. We should never ever have the doubt whether my prayer was heard. Swami will ensure that everything that is done with a pure heart finds fulfillment. It is these experiences of living with Swami, of learning by watching Bhagwan at close quarters, that shaped Mr. Raman Rao. Raman Rao was a man of letters. He was a literator. He later on became the editor of Telugu Sanatan Sarthi at the age of 85 and continued to serve in the ashram for 6 more years before he merged at his feet. But it is these experiences that happened during his formative years in the early 70s which once and for all cemented his relationship with Swami. This is what ensured that his faith all the time was on solid ground, and that is the reason why he could always place God first, place service first, and become a role model for the Sevadal. Swami wanted Mr. Raman Rao to be the head of the All India Sevadal movement till he was 85 and more. Because here is a person who always knew how to put God in the center and in the front of everything else in his life. There are so many more instances of Mr. Raman Rao where he has experienced not only Bhagwan's omniscience, omnipotence, omnipresence, but the conviction that if you dedicate yourself to Swami, Swami will lift you, uplift you, and fill you with the most blessed thing every devotee can get. Sai first, service first. That was the motto of Mr. Raman Rao. And this should be the mantra for every Sai devotee. Dil mein Ram, haath mein kaam, Jai Sai Ram. That should be how the mindset of every Sai worker, wherein you work for the Lord with all your heart and see how the Lord gives all His heart for you. You soak in the bliss of this indelible, priceless connection and one day become one with this unspeakable bliss that is Sai. So we'll continue this series. There are so many powerful anecdotes from Mr. Raman Rao's life which can serve as beacons for us as we walk on this path of living for Sai, serving Sai, and becoming one with Sai. If you have anything to share about Mr. Raman Rao's life, please feel free. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. You can also send us your comments on WhatsApp 9393258258. That's our number, 9393258258. Thank you so much for being with us through this journey. And we pray to Swami that we can continue this series where we highlight telling episodes from the lives of those who have dedicated themselves to His love, to His mission, and to His glory. Thank you so much. Sarah.